Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our episode this week, I'm going to talk about context camping and how too much background information may bury your point. Why am I talking about this? Because it's a tendency that people have to spend too much time setting up the story where you lose the story. If you're new to the podcast, Just Saying, I'm super happy that you're here. If you've been here before, welcome back. Please spread the word. I'm excited. This is our ninth season. I love doing this podcast. I'm bumping into more and more people that said, I listened to the podcast and thank you very much. And I have to apologize because I was a bit delayed after January 1st. I think my holiday break extended too much into the schedule. So I think I missed a week. So apologies there. I'm going to try to keep this as regular as possible. And I also have a newsletter that I have on LinkedIn. It's also called Just Saying. And then regularly, I have these webinars that I do, or that we do, my company does, the Brief Lab. And I'm doing one, we're doing one basically once a month, so February, March, April, so on and so forth, so throughout the year. And we're in the second season of doing those webinars, and those are a lot of fun. And we have a lot of new things at the Brief Lab, a lot of new courses, a lot of new perspectives. We're developing more and more tools and approaches to help you really stand out as a communicator. I like to keep this podcast short. Obviously, I'm not going to have a long podcast. I'm Joe Rogan. I'm not going to do an hour and a half. I don't have guests on the show, though that may change down the road. And I like to keep it short and sweet because I want to keep you in the conversation. This podcast started years ago because somebody in my class said, hey, why don't you have a podcast? And I'm like, why? What do you mean? And this participant said, well, I like your book. I read your book after the class and I want to sustain these skills. And podcasts would be a great way for me to stay in the conversation, to keep up with these practices and principles. And I'm like, that sounds like a good idea. And I came up with the name Just Saying, and I dove in. And I hope that you find this helpful. And if you do, please spread the word. As you notice, we don't have any sponsors. So this is sponsorless. So there's no proceeds going to anybody. It's just my way of giving you some advantage to help achieve clarity where there's so much noise. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And what I'm going to be talking about this week is about, I call it context camping. You're kind of camping out in this thing called, let me give you some context. And context is amazing. Background is amazing, but too much buries the point. Because when you're talking to somebody and you give too much, they start to think that that's the point, and it's not. So it's a tendency that can get you in trouble. And I would say I want to avoid that and help you be more aware that if you're doing it or you know somebody who's doing it, that you can bring it to their attention. Because when you camp out there, you don't want to leave. You just want to settle into this thing. Like, I'm going to keep on giving you more and more background. Now, for this, I'm going to use the term background and context synonymously. And in the courses that we teach, we have a toolbox. So if you go to thebrieflab.com, you'll see resources or tools. So look them up. You'll just have to register for them. They're free. You can download them, but you have to register. We're not going to spam you, but it makes you member of our community. And you'll see a couple of tools that we have. One is a brief map, which is a tool. It's called a mind map or a visual outline to organize information into boxes on a map. The main message is the main point, your headline. In the military, you would call that your bottom line up front. That's your headline. That's your main point. And then around that, there are six boxes actually, that spell brief: background, relevance, information, ending, follow up. So there's five boxes actually that surround the main message, and that spells brief. That makes that a brief map. Okay, so the B, the top right of that map, stands for background. That's your context box. And then you also have another tool called a draft card. And the draft card is about how you know your audience. On those two templates or tools, worksheets, if you will, work together. So the draft card is knowing your audience. So depending on your audience, you know, you go through this, who your audience is. The draft card spells desired outcome, relationship or your role with that audience. The audience, the A is for like attitudes or actions. What are they thinking, feeling, doing? What's their mindset? format. So how are you going to deliver the message, and your tone, and maybe your timing. Okay. So that when you look at, okay, what's my desired outcome, this audience, what's my relationship with the audience, but what are their attitudes and actions now? What's our current mindset? What's the format, and what's the tone? What's the timing? So that's our draft card. Well, in doing that, you start to think about, well, what do they know and what don't they know? What do they think? What do they feel? What do they do? You start to gain a sense, a deeper sense, that not all, every audience is the same. In some audiences will need different things than others. So for one audience, you might need a lot of context, a lot of background. And other audiences, well, they know what you know, so you don't need to give them background because they already know. And this box on the brief map, this background box or the context box, can be incredibly helpful. And it's a type of information, but it's information for that can further clarify things that the person doesn't know. Maybe historical context, you know, where did this come from? It might be current context of like what's going on now that you might not be aware of. It starts to think about, the way I describe it sometimes is, background is like an actor standing on the stage delivering lines. That's like the information that they're sharing. But behind them is the setting. You can still understand what an actor's saying if he or she is standing there talking. But when you look at the background, the setting, it makes that what they're saying more meaningful. You don't need it. It's not absolutely essential, but when it's there, it can be really helpful. So there is a tendency, though, for people to just spend too much time in this box of background or context, and you lose the story. You're setting it up so long that the backstory becomes the story, and the audience gets lost. And I want you to avoid that. So I'll give you an example, just to frame it in a different way. Imagine if there is a president of a company, and the company is announcing, the what they're announcing is that we're going to change the focus of our company from being a products-based company to a services-based company. So instead of selling products primarily, they're going to sell services. So think of a company like IBM or Hewlett Packard, like they shifted their focus to a service. IBM went from like just selling hardware to then they have this whole division called IBM Global Services. So there's a shift. Okay. So let's say that the main point they're trying to make is we're shifting our focus from products to services. Well, when you're announcing this to, like, let's say investors, you will think about, okay, well, maybe it's an analyst or, you know, who's going to write investment reports. Well, you might think, okay, well, these people, you know, maybe they don't know your strategy, or they didn't know your strategy, or they don't know your financials. So you might need to give some context or background about, you know, what's been happening in the business over the last couple of years that led you to this change. Okay. And there's requisite background to give there. So when you're doing that, though, the person that you're talking to doesn't know what the point is. All they're hearing is this, you're building this context of all this additional information that's sort of leading you to this decision. Well, if you spend a ton of time doing that, that starts to become the point that they hear. It's all about your past. So what I'm going to share with you is a way not to camp out there. Okay. And this can happen when you're giving your bio or any type of background that's leading up to anything you're saying, that you just become excessive. Okay, so the first thing is, I want you to think about is, who's your audience and what do they know? If they know it already, you don't need to tell them. If they don't know it anything, beware that you spend too much time here. So, but you got to figure out, what's the level of knowledge? What do they know? What don't they know? How much do they know? Okay, and if you don't know what they know, ask them. Hey, how much do you know about the history of our company? Oh, actually, I used to work there. Oh, okay, well, I don't need to give you the background because you know. Okay, got it. So ask yourself, how much do they know? If you don't know, ask them. Okay, that's the first thing. When you're giving the setup, I would say don't delay your point. Make your headline explicit pretty early on. And the way you do that is, when they're hearing background, they're hearing information. That may sound like the point, but you want to say like, no, I'm going to give you some background, but the main point that I'm trying to make is X. We're changing from products to services. That's the main point. You call it out explicitly so that they know that is the point, and the background is what's led you to this. The context has led you to this. Maybe it's a backstory. Maybe it's a series of data points, but it's like that's background. And you say, well, that's the background, but the main point that I'm trying to make with you today is we're changing our focus, and you make that explicitly. Your headline's got to be explicit. You want to have the bottom line up front, not the bottom line in the middle or the bottom line at the bottom. You want to have it right away. Okay, so don't delay too much with the beat background, and you want to call it out. If you're giving background, I might set a timer. I'm going to give you 2 minutes of background before I get into the main points I want to make. So the person knows, oh, I'm in the chapter called prologue. No, I'm in the setup part of your briefing. I'm in the introductory part, but this is only going to be 2 minutes before I get to the main thing I want to talk about. Now you've managed the listener to understand, okay, where are you in the story? And if this is the lead up, it isn't the story, it's the lead up to the story. Okay. Think of it like a movie, like we're in the flashback, but I'm only going to spend, 3 minutes on the flashback. Okay. And when you pivot to the point that you're trying to make, make it explicit. Don't imply it. Don't make it subtle. Don't make it sound like it's another data point in your background. Like when you're talking about the most important thing, the headline, I would absolutely say it like that. Okay. Because when you're trying to be clear, so clarity and brevity is your goal, right? And you're using a brief map, background, relevance, or reason, information, ending, follow-up. They don't know where you are on the map. So if you can call out some of these things explicitly, like my main point here is we're changing our strategy from X to Y. But let me give you a little bit of background, no more than 2 minutes. And then I'm going to tell you why this is relevant to you and to the market. Then you go, okay, well, here's some background. Blah, 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 blah. You talk about that. And you go, again, main point that we're going to talk about is we're shifting our strategy. That's what we're talking about today. And why does it matter? Why is it relevant? What's the reason we're doing this? We see an opportunity to gain more market share, to become more valuable to our clients. Okay, now I'm going to get into the key information. Now, this isn't background information. This is essential information. Brief map, background, relevance, information. There's 4 things we're going to do to shift our strategy. Boom, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, what's the so what? What's the end state that we're driving towards? That's the ending, and this is the conclusion, the payoff. If we do all we're going to do. So you start calling these things out explicitly. What you're doing is you're managing people's attention. So when you context camp, you mismanage attention. You let yourself get stuck in a place where that can quickly become all that they hear and the only thing that you hear. And if you are, heaven forbid, a person who is maybe a little pedantic, maybe you talk down to people, maybe you're really smart and they're really uneducated, you may turn that background into a class where you can talk about it for hours. And I've seen this done to many people by people that are really smart, talking to people that are uneducated, and you just lose them. Because you camp out there, and I don't want you to do that. So don't lose people. They need that information, but you don't want to overdo it. Because when you do that, you'll end up losing the story and burying the point. And we just talked about SPEAR last week, in our previous episode. This new approach method for verbal: strategize, plan, express, acknowledge, restate. Use the spear to have the tip of the point. You want to have a point that you're making. If you context camp, you lose the point. It's dull. The point is dull, or there is. It's not even there. It's blunt. It's just like, it's just, there's no point at all. Okay. So in every, here's how I want you to think about this. In every everyday communication, you can always add more because you never bury the lead. So don't forget your headline. That's the fundamental point of the story that you're trying to tell. Just saying.